So this is a purple train wreck crossed with grapefruit. This is our purple phenotype. This is the original purple train wreck grapefruit. So that's an F1 cross right there. This is our Sequoia Mist. This is another purple train wreck grapefruit, so pretty much the same as that right there, but they're actually sisters, so they're...
Ago, California passed a bill allowing for the prescribed use of so-called medical marijuana. Since that time, 13 other states have passed similar laws. This fall, a California voter initiative that would legalize possession and sale of marijuana has qualified for the November ballot. Now, while passage of this bill is by no means certain, it would be a watershed moment in the history of marijuana law in this country. So today we ask you, should marijuana be legal?
Right there. This is our Sequoia Mist. This is another purple train wreck grapefruit, so pretty much the same as that right there, but they're actually sisters, so they're...
Thank you. put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions. No doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things have been different. I'd have gone pro. In a heartbeat, I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere.
Santa already has a drug problem.
So
look at the news coming out of Hollywood. Prescription painkiller abuse we have in Hollywood, and all the problems that we're having.
Well, I don't think you can put that just on Hollywood.
Not just on Hollywood, but America as a whole has a drug problem. So why is we...
Get in there right away.
I'm 44 years old. I occasionally smoke marijuana. The idea that the government would violently interact with me in the privacy of my home in a country where tobacco is legal and kills 400,000 people, a country where alcohol is legal, a country where hundreds of thousands of pharmaceutical drugs are available by a doctor's recommendation, how much possible sense does it make that in 2010, we're in our 73rd year of marijuana prohibition? Alcohol prohibition was an abject failure. Marijuana prohibition at the 73-year mark is an outrage.
Okay, but let me ask you, Alan, is pot, let's call it by its common street name, is pot more dangerous than alcohol?
No, I could smoke...
I mean, do you think that it's pretty much equal and that's the way people would use it?
People perceive marijuana now in the last 5 years as being not as harmful as alcohol. But specific to your question, not to be flip here, I could smoke every nanogram of marijuana in the District of Columbia, and I would just simply have very dry mouth and have to want to get something to eat immediately afterwards. If I drank 10 or 20 fluid ounces of anything over 100 proof, I'm dead.
So you're saying that marijuana does not kill?
Marijuana cannot kill. It has an LD rating of 50, meaning science has never measured the lethal dose.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, Thursday night, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough means about this time we have the Furious Hour where we spotlight different themes that make you furious. Can you guess what it is tonight? Yeah. Prop 19, y'all. We gotta support it in many different ways. Now I'm gonna do my furious part tonight with other fun stuff like there in the background, new Mad Lib. From his medicine show this summer. Also, we're spotlighting some of the old school low-end theories and getting back into that sweet-smelling debate about whether or not cannabis should be legalized. Let me just say right now, this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. For everyone else, roll one.
As you
cocaine and a lot of other drugs.
But would you make alcohol non-legal as well?
No. I think, as a society, I actually drink alcohol every once in a while. I'm a tobacco user. I love my dip.
Brian, in my world, we call you a hypocrite. Why is it that you can smoke tobacco and pay taxes to the state? You can go to happy hour tonight, but the government would put me in jail. How could you rationalize your hypocrisy?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that heroin should be legal?
No, and let me tell you why heroin's not going to be legal in your
life.
Then
you're a hypocrite.
No, excuse me. I'm speaking about pharmacology here. You know, there's a reason why there's not a Heroin Times magazine, Brian. There's a reason why Showtimes doesn't have a series about selling heroin. We have marijuana as a well-accepted drug, despite its 73 years of prohibition.
Personal story segment tonight. Does the government have a right to stop you from taking drugs? By a George Soros organization, telling Americans they should be allowed to do pretty much what they want in the consumption of narcotics.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Services. That's the first thing. Second is we have laws to deal with child abuse and issues to deal with that. You're not going to argue that we should make alcohol illegal because the majority of child abuse cases involve alcohol abuse.
Well,
right?
Let me stop you there. I mean, we have laws that are reactive. They come in after the kid is abused mm-hmm. and neglected, yeah. not before. And I can't believe that you and your
we're out of paper here.
All right, then get me a toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
We don't have a corkscrew.
All right, then get me an avocado, an ice pick, and my snorkel. Trust me, bro, I've made bars with less. Hurry up.
The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
Humboldt County, Northern California. Here, the redwood trees stretch over 100 meters into the sky. They can live for nearly 2,000 years. The natural and rugged beauty of this part of the state is still intact. What isn't intact is the industry in the region. Jobs in fishing, ranching, logging, and timber have greatly declined, leaving people here searching for new sources of income. One source still in abundance
recognize the basic elements that
pump this in your shit.
Here's the way the product should be.
One.
Who are stoned perpetually all the time.
Millions of people are already using these drugs.
There are three surveys of young people where young people now say it's easier to buy marijuana than it is to buy alcohol.
True.
If ever there was an indictment of the failure of marijuana prohibition, that's it.
It's not a matter of failure.
It's not as if we have hordes of Americans waiting to go out and destroy themselves with drugs.
It makes it easier to do so if you can buy at 7-Eleven. It makes it a lot easier to do so.
Are there some risks associated with reducing the penalties? Yes.
Tremendous.
When we're arresting almost 2 million Americans a year, locking up half a million people tonight, spending $50 to $100 billion.
Most of those are sellers. Most of those are people who engage in sales.
Out of the 1.8 million people being arrested for drugs, almost two-thirds of those are for simple possession.
And they don't go to jail, they get fined. Most of them don't go to jail. Overwhelmingly, they don't go to jail.
They're not going to state prison for long periods of time. If they're one of the 5 million people under the supervision of parole and probation, they are going to jail or prison.
Look, cost society. Statistics of child abuse and neglect, and you say, oh, it's not drugs, it's alcohol. That's bull. Cocaine, heroin, meth, all of those things incapacitate parents helping
you would have been. Where would Bill O'Reilly of 1931 to 32 been under debate about repealing alcohol prohibition?
You know, I people wouldn't care because I don't engage.
People would have said the crime, the violence, the corruption.
We'll be right back.
greatly declined, leaving people here searching for new sources of income. One source still in abundance here is cannabis, and there's lots of it.
You know, the plants are large, but this is obviously a medical grow. There's only about 35 plants in this garden.
This area has always been known for just producing top-notch herb. This climate here is perfect for cannabis. It's actually very similar to Afghanistan, where a lot of the indica strains came from.
Joey Berger is the head of the Humboldt Growers Association, a small nonprofit organization focused on bringing a legitimate cannabis future to Humboldt County. He's given us a tour of a traditional grow deep in the rolling hills of southern Humboldt.
This is an outdoor garden. It's very different than an indoor garden. It's grown under the sun. It's what's given Humboldt County its reputation over the years.
Or garden is a medical collective grow, which means it has member patients. It has a few dozen plants. Each one will yield between 5 and 10 pounds of high-grade cannabis.
What do you think about Prop 19?
Prop 19, the good things about it are it's going to allow local counties to decide how they want to tax and regulate it. We're fortunate here in Humboldt County to have supervisors that know we need a cannabis future here. They know if this industry goes away, this whole community will dry up and be done for.
Joey also feels that decriminalizing cannabis will allow growers here and across the state to emerge from the shadows and represent themselves with a stronger voice.
They're sick of having to sleep with one eye open. They're sick of being locked up. I think the majority of growers here would be happy to be able to compete in a free market. And we want to see this product on shelves across the country and across the world.
Thank you.
weird. But I don't feel that. Well, do it, be unhappy. For here comes the original copy. Step it aside.
The problem with grows like these is that their legality is ill-defined.
Now, that could have more THC.
While they may be legal under state law, they are clearly criminal enterprises under U.S. federal law. And the problems don't stop there. There are countless illegal, unlicensed grows operating across the state of California.
Marijuana runs this county. It's been here for so long, all the way back to, you know, the hippies in the 60s and 70s.
Deputy Sheriff Cyrus Silva has been on the front line of marijuana eradication in Humboldt for years. We've been invited on his latest operation. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is partnering with CAMP, the Campaign Against Marijuana Planting.
Okay. You can drive down in there on some of those roads and get to it.
Okay.
Agency task force under the California Justice Department. Last year, it uprooted 4.4 million plants.
We have huge indoor grows, even out here in hills. I mean, you can fly over, you can drive to it, whatever. You're never going to see it. And then there's, you know, a massive two-story structure that's hidden in the trees. It's got 6,000 plants grown in it.
The gardens that are targeted are so remote that officers are suspended by long ropes and carried miles away to be dropped in from the air. There, they cut down the plants and send them back to agents waiting at the landing zone.
We have a lot of hunters that go out there and stumble into these grows, and they're all, you know, lately, all of them are being confronted by armed guards.
And there's been an uptick in violence during the eradications. Agents across the state have shot and killed 5 people this year already. They were all Hispanic. The shootings happen at grows that are orchestrated by the Mexican drug cartels, which often plant cannabis in national parks or on land owned by timber companies.
A lot of the outdoor grows we have are Mexican nationals, but we also have, you know, several others who have a large Asian population that are up here growing as well.
We've heard about the Bulgarian mafia.
There are some Bulgarian grows up here, but just probably sheer number wise are probably Mexican nationals.
Far from the outdoor.
Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet. But your kids are gonna love it.
It grows in Northern California. Latinos gather at Mariachi Plaza in Los Angeles. There are almost 14 million Latinos in California, making up 40% of the state population. It's a huge voting block that many advocates see as a key to the success of Proposition 19.
So you see that the criminalization of cannabis consumption, among other drugs, has led to a black market that has contributed dramatically to the criminalization of gangs in our communities.
Antonio Gonzalez argues that legalizing cannabis would reduce gang violence, and it would also be a major victory in the drug war in Mexico, which has claimed nearly 30,000 lives, by removing California as a destination for smuggling marijuana.
If you cut their profits, you diminish their capacity to operate. Now, clearly they, you know, may do other things, but war on drugs has ended up being a war on black and Latino communities and a war on Latin America and certain parts of Asia. intended that way. I don't know if it started out that way, but that's the undeniable implication of a 30-year policy that has utterly failed, right?
Back at the landing zone, the men carrying out that war on drugs policy are flying in bell after bell of marijuana. Officials here estimate that even though they run missions every day, they only eradicate about 1% of the cannabis countywide. Back at the landing zone, the men carrying out that war on drugs policy are flying in bell after bell of marijuana. Officials here estimate that even though they run missions every day, they only eradicate about 1% of the cannabis countywide.
We had one complex of gardens that was 133,000 plants. One complex of gardens. It took us 3 days to eradicate it. There's the millions and millions of greenhouses at just everywhere.
What would it take to actually eradicate cannabis from Humboldt County?
An act of God.
Even though they run missions every day, they only eradicate about 1% of the cannabis countywide.
We had one complex of gardens that was 133,000 plants. One complex of gardens. It took us 3 days to eradicate it. There's the millions and millions of greenhouses at just everywhere.
What would it take to actually eradicate cannabis from Humboldt County?
An act of God. I mean, there's just so much dope out here. It's crazy.
It's the last play of the game. I need 2 points to win. So you take your bong tote, you hold it in, however long you hold it in is how many yards you go down the field.
The organizers call this a medical marijuana convention. Although most of the products here seemed aimed at the leisure market.
It'll actually burn before it can get to the vapor point, and that's why it can suspend in air without getting stale.
The exhibitors sell cannabis paraphernalia and inventions, some useful.
It's indestructible. Now you can throw them in the same airtight jar.
Others, downright weird.
You get the opportunity to eyeball a gram. You eyeball your gram correctly, you get your extra point.
And while there's a free-spirited air to many of the products and people here, there's no doubt that there's real money to be made.
As
up, boys?
Hey. Post is coming in.
Sweet.
It might look like any other boardroom across America.
Nice.
But here at Briggs Bay, a marketing company, the product they're promoting is cannabis.
Clean, clean, clean.
In this case, it's in the form of pre-rolled joints called Royal Hitters. CEO Andre Jetmer has high hopes for the product if Proposition 19 passes.
It's about what it means to consume weed and why. What does it do for you? So for us to market successfully, we need to understand the consumer.
The package is not really going to be that big.
Andre works closely with dispensaries and cultivators, helping them manage their brand as it comes to market.
It's just spot on.
He's pushing to change the image of cannabis in American society. And he thinks that just having Proposition 19 on the ballot goes a long way toward doing that.
Whether Prop 19 passes or not, it brings it to the forefront. It brings the conversation to the forefront. And what it does is it brings the research to the forefront. And it brings the politicalization of it to the forefront. Marijuana is a $35 billion industry, yet it's never been branded because of the stigma, because of the stereotype. It's never been branded commercially across the board.
Alternative Herbal Health Services is a dispensary that Andre works with in West Hollywood.
It's a very dominant indica strain.
Those cuts have meant more unemployment. 2.3 million Californians, over 12% of the state's population, are unemployed. This is the third highest rate in the country.
This state is dysfunctional. Infrastructure is collapsing, massive indebtedness, you know, school layoffs, high schools, teachers getting whacked. Higher education, dramatically more difficult.
The first sensation will be felt instantly after having smoked some grass, or an hour after having eaten it. Usually, you creep slowly into a stone condition, inch by inch, sliding upward, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the mid.
Of a word.
Nancy Pelosi represents San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I say children.
Tonight's commitment 2010, no single election contest this fall combines the buzz and history-making potential of Prop 19. Now, if passed, it would legalize the recreational use of marijuana. This weekend, a man by the name of Howard Woolridge, a retired police officer, is riding his horse Misty into Sacramento, hoping to corral a little support for Prop 19. Here's what Howard has to say.
Up in Eureka, over to Redding, the Central Valley, circling back to the Bay Area, and then down to L.A. and San Diego. We'll be here for 2 months. And I'm here for Prop 19, Ethan. An excellent first step to getting my profession back to our true mission, which is public safety. The war on marijuana is nonsense. As we chase Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson, we're missing drunk drivers and child predators. But I was a police officer in Michigan for 18 years. Last 3 as a detective. I've arrested really bad people. And I know we're missing some today because we're flying around in helicopters, not finding them in the chat rooms where they are hanging out these days. I hope to show the people of California that law enforcement, many line officers like myself, are opposed to marijuana prohibition because we want to truly go after those bad guys that hurt other people. The benefit of legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana is public safety will improve because my profession will not have to waste time flying around in helicopters. We can focus on people hurting other people, and that's where we need to go.
Howard and Misty. Of legalizing marijuana just today. Hey, every former U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Hashtag yeah.
Getting my profession back to our true mission, which is public safety. The war on marijuana is nonsense. As we chase Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson, we're missing drunk drivers and child predators.
He is now. He is now. We ask you. We ask you. Now listen.
what the largest cash crop is today in the state of California? It is marijuana. Number two is grapes, by the way, if you care. Okay?
So the rough economic times have turned what was once a fringe issue into a mainstream debate. Like here, just outside Los Angeles at the Irvine United Congregational Church, Jim Gray, a retired Orange County judge, is speaking in favor of Prop 19.
The president could change marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug, which literally means it has no medicinal benefits whatsoever, to a Schedule 2 drug, which means it could be prescribed just by the flick of a pen.
Consider this, that no nation in the world has legalized marijuana.
Governor Johnson regained his popularity by educating voters on the issue, and now has emerged nationally as an advocate of reforming U.S. drug policy.
When you take marijuana, where you have 44% of the population believing that it should be legalized, you take the universe of politicians, there are none. What is that phenomenon?
You know, politicians are always looking for an easy scapegoat. Politicians are always liking to create fear and being able to step in and fix that fear.
But you think Prop 19 could actually influence what happens across the nation?
Oh, totally. 100%. 100%. Absolutely. Immediately, people are going to, what did California do?
Maybe none more than the U.S. federal government. And Washington will be watching closely. The Obama administration has broken with the Bush-era practices of cracking down on dispensaries and small-time cannabis cultivators in California. But the president has been very clear about how he feels about legalizing marijuana.
The answer is no. I don't think that is a good strategy to grow our economy.
We said hope. We said hope.
California voters may decide they don't care what their president or the federal government thinks.
Have you heard of Proposition 19? Excellent. May we count on your yes vote this November?
And should it pass, Proposition 19 will become part of a U.S.-wide trend in which states are challenging federal power. Arizona has passed immigration enforcement laws that usurp federal authority. Montana has passed a gun law that limits federal jurisdiction. And 20 states are suing the government over parts of the health care law.
I feel like no one can hide from free radical damage.
Not at all. And then...
I was a police officer in Michigan for 18 years. Last year, he's a detective. I've arrested really bad people. And I know we're missing some today because we're flying around in helicopters, not finding them in the chat rooms where they are hanging out these days. I hope to show the people of California that law enforcement, many line officers like myself, are opposed to marijuana prohibition because we want to truly go after those bad guys that hurt other people. The benefit of legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana is public safety will improve because my profession will not have to waste time flying around in helicopters. We can focus on people hurting other people.
EPA estimated 28 MPG highway.
That shit is dope, yo. Damn, man. That's the solid one.
You tell them the same kid that gotta go home and watch TV and all this is sex, violence, drugs, all TV, all this shit. Tell me about all TV.
Legalizing marijuana. Just today, every former U.S. Drug Enforcement Administrator called on the Obama administration to come out against California's marijuana legalization effort. Obama's drug czar has said he opposes Prop 19, and Senator Dianne Feinstein says Prop 19 is a, quote, poorly constructed initiative.
Want to get something to eat immediately afterwards. If I drank 10 or 20 fluid ounces of anything over 100 proof, I'm dead.
So you're saying that marijuana does not kill?
Marijuana cannot kill. It has an LD rating of 50, meaning science has never measured the lethal dose.
Okay, but Brian, it's not whether it's going to kill you or not. You're saying that there's a lot more wrong with it in between being good for you and killing.
So why would we go down the road of legalizing it, radically increasing it? It already has.
Home in a country where tobacco is legal and kills 400,000 people, a country where alcohol is legal, a country where hundreds of thousands of pharmaceutical drugs are available by a doctor's recommendation, how much possible sense does it make that in 2010, we're in our 73rd year of marijuana prohibition? Alcohol prohibition was an abject failure. Marijuana prohibition at the 73-year mark is an outrage.
Okay, but let me ask.
Top down. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Let the states have at it.
Now, where politicians in other states have mobilized libertarianism in support of right-wing laws, here is propelling forward a traditionally progressive cause. How the Obama administration will respond if Prop 19 passes is yet to be seen. In a recent letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, 9 former heads of the Drug Enforcement Administration urged the Justice Department to prevent Proposition 19 from becoming law, quote, assert the Constitution's supremacy clause, end quote. But many cannabis advocates hope that instead of sparking a jurisdictional war, California will pave the way for a new era in U.S. drug policy.
Is the left?
Yeah, I know. WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around, Bodaciousness is coming up next, and continuing this micro-powered revolutionary underground experience, expression of new radical ideas, and we've been doing that here tonight, talking about legalization cannabis.
Ability right now to make something happen.
So if you like what you're hearing and you want to support it, just go to justsaynow.org, and you can also support it by doing what you're doing right now. Listen to micro-powered community-based radio. I'm Furious G. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can hear all the old stuff, other themes. Tonight's been a good one. It's been fun. Thanks for listening. Stick around. I'm Furious.
We'll be right back.
That it hushed the crowd, that it hushed the crowd, hushed the crowd. The prank was so loud that it hushed the crowd. They all grew quiet and still, and soft to one, and thus begun, test of my skill.
Smoke marijuana. The idea that the government would violently interact with me in the privacy of my home in a country where tobacco is legal and kills 400,000 people, a country where alcohol is legal, a country where hundreds of thousands of pharmaceutical drugs are available.
The prank was so loud that it hushed the crowd. Hushed so loud that it hushed the crowd. Hushed the crowd. So loud that it hushed the crowd. While they all grew quiet and still, and some to one, the dust begun. Test my skill. All right.